This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. Drug maker Johnson & Johnson is seeking approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to authorize its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. The company's application follows its January 29th report, in which it said the vaccine had a 66% rate of preventing infections in its large global trial. Unlike the two currently authorized vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson's does not require a second shot or need to be shipped frozen. The single shot could help boost supply and simplify the U.S. immunization campaign amid concerns due to the more contagious UK coronavirus variant and the potential of lower vaccine effectiveness against a variant that first emerged in South Africa. President Joe Biden promised Thursday that the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was 4 years of neglect and abuse of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, "America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage. Diplomacy is at the center of our foreign policy." He said that American alliances are our greatest assets, while warning both Russia and China of American resolve. Trump, employing an America First credo, had often quarreled with traditional U.S. allies while taking a softer tone with authoritarian states. Biden said he told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call last week that the days of the U.S. rolling over to Moscow are over. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. An advisor to former President Trump said he declined a request by House Democrats to testify under oath at his upcoming impeachment trial, claiming the proceedings were unconstitutional, that is. Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskins asked in a letter sent by email that the former president testify either before or during the trial that begins next Tuesday. Trump is charged with inciting a mob of supporters that broke into the U.S. Capitol January 6. Minutes before the attack, which resulted in the deaths of five people, Trump told thousands of supporters at a rally near the White House to fight like hell as Congress was in the process of formally certifying President Joe Biden's election win. A Capitol police officer was among those who died in the rioting, and the House impeached Trump 1 week later with the help of 10 Republicans who joined Democrats in support. A fiercely divided House tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both of her committees Thursday, an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she had earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. Mostly all Republicans voted against the Democratic move, but none defended her lengthy history of outrageous social media posts. The vote forced Greene's Republican colleagues to go on the record to defend or rebuke her after she has drawn bipartisan condemnation over her past remarks. As the House Republican caucus reached an uneasy agreement Wednesday to spare Greene of a punishment, it also turned back an effort to remove Liz Cheney from her position as the third highest ranking Republican in the House over her January 13th vote to impeach Trump on a charge of inciting insurrection. Myanmar's military government blocked public access to Facebook Thursday amid growing popular resistance to this week's overthrow of the country's civilian government. The Ministry of Communications and Information issued a statement saying the social media giant would be blocked until Sunday in order to keep stability in the country. The U.S.-based company urged Myanmar's leaders to restore connectivity in order to ensure citizens can communicate with family and friends and access important information. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the coup was absolutely unacceptable and the United Nations would work to mobilize key international actors to pressure Myanmar to make sure it fails. For more news, as always, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, via remote, VOA News.